Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ann Hillman. This week on AK, curling. A warm winter has pushed many Homer residents inside the local ice rink, looking for a blast of cold air and a good winter sport. And curling seems to be just the ticket. It's a centuries-old game that can be played by people young and old, highly athletic or not, by rookies and experienced players alike. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver stopped by an open curling night at the rink to see the action.
Now, this might sound funny, but if there's one thing every curler at the rink seems to agree upon, it's that this sport is pleasing to the ears.
I really like the sound.
Mike Hiller is pretty new to curling. He's brought his 8-year-old son Tucker along, who totally agrees.
Sounds really loud because of all the rocks hitting each other and just like going down the ice.
And his teammate Jeff Von Rakowski thinks it's pretty cool too. After all, that's why people call it the Roarin' Game.
When the two granite stones collide together, it just like echoes throughout the whole building, and it's just an incredible sensation and sound, and it's like, man, it's going to be a good day. Boom.
Oh, and Tucker forgot to mention he also likes the brooms.
Sweeping!
Yeah, it's the sport with the brooms. So let's be honest about curling.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, we're hucking a bunch of rocks up and down the ice, trying to get them to land in a little circle with brooms in front of them. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of silly, but it works.
Brian Saunders is a first-time curler. He came down to the rink this evening with his friend, Anders Gustafsson, who's also never done this before.
And I think everybody had been, you know, get the brunt of jokes for curling, and I wanted to see for myself what was it all about, and so got to come down and invited some friends to join me.
His first impressions? That curling lives up to its other nickname, chess on ice.
It's a finesse game, it seems like. You know, it's subtle movements, it's getting the launching down, getting the right strength that you're throwing, the weight, they called it, and then learning how to curl and actually make it curve with a little bit of a hand spin.
That's curling in a nutshell. There are two teams with four players each. They take turns throwing stones across the ice to the house or the circles at the end of each lane. The people with the brooms sweep the ice in front of the stone to speed it up or make a course correction. And then it's scored on a point system depending on where the stones end up. Now, curling ice is a bit different from typical hockey rink ice. That's why many established curling clubs have dedicated arenas. But since the Homer Group started less than a year ago, it's working with a hockey rink that needs to be prepped for play. Elizabeth Diamond is one of the club's founders. She's walking up and down the rink doing something called pebbling,
which is basically just taking a sprayer and spraying droplets across the lanes of the ice, and those will freeze into little pebbles along the ice. So it's much easier to walk on, and it's much easier to direct the stone where you want it to go.
When asked how she got into it, Diamond credits the Olympics. It's the same story for several other people here this evening, including Natalia Crowley, who's been curling for a few weeks.
About 8 years ago, my husband and I were watching the Winter Olympics, and we saw this game, you know, curling, and we started watching, and at first we said, that looks extremely boring. But then we found ourselves just watching and watching it more for longer, and then we were looking for when the next games were happening.
When they heard that a group was starting in town, she says they couldn't wait to sign up. Now she's hooked.
I don't know, I just love the feeling of gliding on the ice, and I just love how that stone kind of carries you on the ice, and I also love, you know, it's a game with a lot of etiquette.
On top of everything else, it's polite. Remember Mike, who likes the sound? He calls curling a gentleman's game. He likes that he can play it with his son, that it's a workout but isn't too hard, and that it's inclusive.
It does not matter how good you are. It's just as fun no matter what your skill level is. It's all mixed all the time, every night, every time we come here. A completely different skill level. There's always new people, and it doesn't impact the game in any way. It's just as fun.
So yes, curling's kind of silly, but it's also a serious sport that somehow seems to bring out the best in the people who give it a shot. For AK, I'm Shady Grove Oliver in Homer.